The faces tell the story. A week of unforgiving trade across Asia's stock markets has ratcheted up the pressure here in Hong Kong as day after day, stockbrokers deliver more bad news to more clients.
When I saw my clients losing money, I just felt really sad. It's like no future at all, which makes me feel really depressed.
In the full glare of the press, some seem exhilarated, others exhausted.
There's a little more than 1 hour left in the trading week here in Hong Kong. And what a week it's been. One for the record books for all the wrong reasons. Traders here won't forget this week in a hurry.
Brokers from Hong Kong to Tokyo say these are the worst market conditions they've ever seen, surpassing the Asian financial crisis that sent stocks tumbling across the region.
I've been trading stocks since 1971. I can't remember such a dramatic drop in stock prices in such a short period.
It's actually quite unbelievable. It's just, it's a situation of panic selling. At this point, we're saying it's gone beyond credit crunch. This is crisis.
The long, tough days take a psychological toll.
I would call my clients after work and tell them to stay calm and wait. I won't tell them to sell all at this moment, because the market may go up again the next day. So normally I just tell them to keep watching, and maybe there's still another drop-off.
With the clock ticking towards the 4 p.m. close, the traders begin thinking about life outside the brokerage, making plans for a massage, karaoke, or dancing.
At least I can step away from the market and forget about everything.
Anything to help erase the memories of this relentless week and the billions of dollars lost around the world. Andrew Stevens, CNN, Hong Kong.